Hello, thank you for joining us today on this opening night of the Feast of Tabernacles. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. It is during this feast we celebrate the kingdom of God. Everything that has been done on earth culminates in the events foreshadowed by the Feast of Tabernacles and the Last Great Day. When we think of the kingdom of God, we think of many things, including the territory of the kingdom. Unlike nations on earth, the kingdom of God will encompass the entire earth, with all nations eventually becoming part of the kingdom, with everyone celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles. Those who are stubborn will find themselves with troubles and an incentive to do what is needed. Zechariah 14, verse 16. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up, and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague, wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt, and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Instead of being cursed, they will find there is a tangible blessing that comes through doing what God expects of us. Leviticus 26, verse 3. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. The kingdom of God will rule over the world as the family of God is reunited on earth. The United Nations of today will be a soon forgotten failed experiment. During the kingdom of God, people will be blessed in what they do because they delight in the law of God. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seateth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in a season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. With obedience to God will come unbridled prosperity. If you have ever seen a wonderful economic ride where just about everyone wins, you haven't seen anything yet. Because in the kingdom of God, when everyone is obedient to God, everyone wins. People will remember and keep close to heart that God is the source of their prosperity. Deuteronomy 8, verse 11. Beware that thou forget not that the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and judgments and statutes which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. The kingdom of God will be a time when people have genuine love for each other, not the type of love that is based on selfish interests. The kingdom of God will be a kingdom where the love of God is everywhere, and most notably in the hearts of each and every person. Because love will be everywhere, the kingdom of God will be a kingdom without fear, and where there is no fear, there is no anxiety or emotional distress. 1 John 4, verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this is the commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. The kingdom of God will not be a kingdom where people speak evil of the government. There will be no despising the government within the kingdom of God as you might find today. The kingdom of God will be a kingdom ruled by God and Jesus Christ. It will also be a kingdom where those who are faithful today will rule within the government. Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. We celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, knowing that when the kingdom of God is established, Jesus Christ will have returned and will rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepresses of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Feast of Tabernacles is celebrated because it brings to mind a future time of peace and happiness, where all animals will be at peace with each other, and animals will be so peaceful there will be no concern for a child to be with them. Isaiah 11, verse 6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, and their young one shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice stem. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. We celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles during a time when there is a fear of war, rumors of war, and war itself. During the kingdom of God, there will be no need for war, as peace will be everywhere. Prosperity will be what people come to know. And during the kingdom of God, there will be peace with prosperity, rumors of prosperity, and prosperity itself. Micah 4, verse 2. And many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. And we will walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. We celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles at this time because this is when the Bible tells us to do so. It was kept by the children of Israel, the early church, and will be kept in the kingdom of God. Leviticus 23, verse 34. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day shall be an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day shall be an holy convocation unto you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and you shall do no servile work therein. We celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, knowing the joy of the Holy Spirit that is within each of us will be made available to all of mankind, including all who have ever died never knowing Jesus Christ. John 7, verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. We celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, knowing that in the kingdom of God, there will be no pain and suffering. There will be no more tragedy and death. All will live an abundant life through the peace and bounty that will be established in the kingdom of God through new heavens and a new earth. Isaiah 65, verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. We celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, knowing the kingdom of God will be a time of plenty where the harvest always greatly exceeds what is expected. The lost tribes of Israel will be returned to their rightful place, where all will have sufficient for their needs, and no more will there be the threat of captivity. Amos 9, verse 13. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. And they shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall be no more be pulled up out of their land which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. We celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, looking forward to New Jerusalem, where God the Father and Jesus Christ will be. A city of incredible beauty, dimensions, and perpetual light. No more will darkness ensnare the people of God, as all evil will be banished with death, sorrow, and pain being no more. Revelation 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. As we celebrate this Feast of Tabernacles, we will explore the meaning of the feast and look at it from a perspective of the kingdom, its territory, the family of God, prosperity, the people and society, the government of the kingdom, and the King of Kings. Celebrate this feast with joy and happiness, not focusing on the evils of the world we live in today. We do have to be mindful of the evils of the world we live in today, but during this feast, let us focus on the kingdom of God and God's righteousness so that we can have a respite from the evil we see around us. We celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles as a means to celebrate what God has given to us. and we can take to heart the words written in Deuteronomy 14, verse 26. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul desireth. And thou shalt eat there before the Lord thy God, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household. The Feast of Tabernacles is a time representing the kingdom of God, a time of incredible prosperity, where there is never a lack of anything. We should use this feast to celebrate that future reality so that we can rejoice before God in this feast. In Galatians, we are reminded of this future bountiful harvest, which is celebrated by the Feast of Tabernacles. In Galatians, we are reminded to continue in doing well and never to faint, knowing that in due season we will reap the harvest that we are all collectively working hard to bring about. Galatians 6, verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. As helpers in the harvest that will benefit us, we must have patience to wait for the harvest when all is ripe. If the harvest comes too soon, the harvest will not be fully mature and may not be fully ripe. God the Father and Jesus Christ have patience with the spiritual harvest, and so must we, as we endure to the end. James 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. As we celebrate the feast today, we know we must wait for the kingdom of God to come. Jesus explained to his disciples that even though the methods of farming are well known, the why and how of seed-giving life is a mystery to many. What's more important to the farmer is not the why and the how, but the knowledge that with proper planning and caretaking, when it is time to harvest, there will be a crop to harvest. Mark 4, verse 26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Each Feast of Tabernacles is a celebration of that harvest, when a time of bounty and plenty will be experienced by all. The Feast of Tabernacles is kept for 7 days, with the eighth day celebrated as the last great day. During the feast, we are to rejoice, and not ignore others who have been given a lesser blessing in life as we celebrate the blessings that we have been given by God. Deuteronomy 16, verse 13. Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. After that thou hast gathered in thine corn and thine wine. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and thy Levite, thy stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord shall choose, because the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hands. Therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. We celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles as a time of plenty, a time of peace, a time for the kingdom of God. We celebrate a shared experience, knowing that all who are called also have this hope of the kingdom of God. There is nothing that man can offer to compare to the glory that will be the kingdom of God, New Jerusalem, and eternal life. Let us celebrate this Feast of Tabernacles, and let us celebrate the kingdom of God. Thank you for joining us tonight. God willing, we'll get together next time, tomorrow, on this first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Until then, thank you for joining us tonight.